day 2 of our Warrior Goddess Anti-Resolution Challenge. Our focus today is on compassion. So yesterday we talked about the 4 strategies: pleaser, isolator, controller, distractor, and started to self-assess where are we, where do we tend to lean into, which strategies do we react with, and understanding that it's a way that we keep ourselves safe or give ourselves the illusion of safety by going into these patterns and templates. You can probably recognize that you've been doing whatever strategy you noticed for a really long time. We often learn these strategies in childhood. And one of the things that I love about learning about the strategies is this isn't another way to punish ourselves or make ourselves wrong or like, I have to fix this right away. Your strategy, understanding your strategy, gives you a bigger picture and more compassion with yourself, because you realize you're not just, that's not who you are. It's what you're doing to keep yourself safe, to give yourself that illusion of safety. So today I want to support all of us in being more compassionate with ourselves. And there's a beautiful way to do this. So often in our relationships with ourselves, we're incredibly hard on ourselves. We have what I call a mean girl voice, where we're judging ourselves, where we're then feeling victimized by our judgment. It's hard to get traction when you're looking at yourself through the judge's eyes. There's constantly then criticism and comparison. And that takes a tremendous amount of energy. We leak a lot of energy when we're in critical comparison, punishing ourselves. But often we're able to see other people with a lot more compassion than we see ourselves. So one of the things that you can do is step back and think about how would you be in relationship with yourself and with others if you had a different strategy? And if you could view that through loving eyes. So one way to shift your perception is think about someone you really care about. Let's start there. Someone that you really love, someone that you really care about. So it might be your mom, it might be your best friend from when you were a kid, it might be your beloved, it might be a sibling. So someone that you know well, that you care about, and that you have a lot of gratitude and love for. And imagine them in whatever their strategy is. Imagine that, let's just imagine someone that you know that's a pleaser, that's always trying to make other people feel good so that they feel okay about themselves, that are caretakers, that are always trying to be nice and trying to be perfect and trying to be what other people want them to be. Okay, you probably have a friend like that. So look at that human who's trying so hard to be liked, to be understood, to make sure everybody feels happy and okay. And that's their way of managing when they feel scared, when they don't know what to do, when they feel out of their depth in their relationships. And can you look at that human and just see they're trying so hard? And they're scared. Beneath that is fear. And if you can bring yourself to find that place of compassion for someone that you love, feel that in your body. When you see somebody in a strategy, and you can see all of the strategies are just trying to manage someone who withdraws and isolates and freezes, they're trying to protect themselves. Someone who's controlling, someone who's like, if we can just get this right, it'll all be okay. To have compassion. They're not doing it to hurt others. They're actually doing it because they're scared. And same thing with distractors. Distractors, the tenderness of somebody that's constantly juggling and trying to fix and from a place of, look over here, what about this? Places that they're constantly jumping to another thing whenever there's discomfort. There is that constant fleeing, can we bring our compassion to all of us as we see that the strategies are protection mechanisms? That's what arises when we don't know what to do. And you might notice in your relationships that there are these dynamics that happen that are, again, are ways of navigating and managing what feels like it's unmanageable. So sometimes controllers get into relationship with pleasers, and the pleaser is trying to please the controller, and the controller's never pleased because they just want the pleaser to be different. There's different dynamics of distractors and isolators, where an isolator withdraw and the distractor goes into more and more into their jumping to another thing. And so we want to be tender. This is where vulnerability comes in, and bring this vulnerability to ourselves, this compassion to ourselves. You know, my main strategy now is controller, and if my controller doesn't work, I go into pleaser. I've cleaned a lot of it up, but it still shows up when I'm scared, when I feel confused, when I don't know what to do. And I go into, I have to be perfect and I have to fix everything. And now I've learned how to catch myself and like, oh, sweetie, hi. I go towards compassion and I check in with, where am I feeling vulnerable? Where am I feeling vulnerable? Because if I'm in a strategy, something is not feeling safe inside of me. And if when I go, instead of towards victim and feeling like these are all the reasons that it's not working or that I'm not safe, or into judgment, this is whose fault it is. Instead of going into shame or blame, I now stop and say, hey, sweetheart, hi. Where are you feeling vulnerable? What's going on? And that coming back to self brings in compassion and brings in then an opening of how to better take care of ourselves, how to nourish ourselves, what actions to take that are actually from our center rather than from our fear. We get there, this is how I got here, is by looking at my friends and realizing how much compassion I had for my friends that I didn't have for myself. And then challenging myself with love. All right, sweetie, if you can have compassion for others, then bring that compassion to yourself. So that's the invitation today for day two of our challenge, is explore how can you find compassion for others in their strategy, and just pick one person that you love, because that's a good place to start. And then what does it take to bring that compassion to yourself as well, once you're feeling that sense of compassion? So do this. One hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Take a breath. Just close your eyes for a moment. And feel your compassion for someone else in your life that's scared, that's in their strategy. Can you step back and witness with love? And see that they're acting out of fear. And then bring that feeling of compassion. You might have to practice this, but bring that feeling of compassion now to yourself, to have compassion for the places that you've been struggling, that you've been acting out of fear, where you've been moving from strategy, pleasing, isolating, distracting, or controlling. Bring your breath and your presence to yourself right here, and your compassion. Hi, sweetheart. And let yourself feel the vulnerability, the tenderness that's underneath the strategy. And just be with yourself for a moment, bringing your compassion. And opening your eyes. And if you're having a difficult time perhaps finding that compassion, know that I'm holding compassion for you, for whatever strategy you've been in, for all the ways that you've been struggling. I see you. And that there's a way to do it differently, to shift the paradigm of how you're in relationship with the world and with yourself. So keep practicing bringing your compassion to yourself, and know that I'm holding compassion for you.